I remember in the seminary, a priest told me of a young man who went to visit a monastery for the weekend, just for a couple of days to spend in quiet prayer. So he packed his little suitcase and a few books into his book bag. And he had the privilege to stay right next to an older monk. And he glanced into his room, and he saw just simply a crucifix, a Bible, a small desk and chair, and a small dresser that contained his few clothes. The young man, when seeing this, was curious all weekend about how this man could live with so few things. So when the weekend was over, before he left, he stopped by the room, and there was the monk just sitting, writing at his desk. So the young man introduced himself and just said, "I have a question. How do you live with so few things?" The monk paused, looked at him, and said, "Well, you only have a suitcase and a book bag. How do you live with so few things?" The young man smiled and simply said, "Well, I'm just passing through. I was only meant to be here a few days." The monk smiled back at the young man and simply said, "Aren't we all just passing through? Because we're meant to stay in heaven." And my brothers and sisters, that's what is at the essence of our solemnity today. We see that as Jesus rises into heaven, seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty, he does so not just in his divinity, but in his humanity as well, taking our human nature to the heights of heaven so that we may see that we too are just passing through, that we're meant to be at home with God. This is the culmination of the Paschal mystery that we celebrate. This Paschal mystery that begins with the death of Jesus upon the cross in order to reconcile sinners, you and I, to the Father. It's the Paschal mystery that we celebrate of the resurrection, where we receive divine life to be called the sons and daughters of God. And now we culminate the Paschal mystery with the ascension, the entrance into God's heavenly home. This is what we hope for. This is what we live for. This is what we keep our focus on day in and day out. We look to heaven and see it as our eternal homeland. And so our thoughts, our words, and above all, our actions are meant to be directed to eternal life, because we are just simply passing through. We're meant to be in heaven. And my brothers and sisters, then, as we see this gift of eternal life given to us, as we see Jesus preparing our place in heaven, for he has said in the Gospel of John, "In my Father's house there are many mansions, and I go to prepare a place for you." This is our hope. This is what we live for, to be united with God forever in heaven, to be counted among his saints. And that is why, as we heard in the first reading, the apostles were looking up to heaven, and suddenly it says, two men dressed in white garments stood beside them and said, "Men of Galilee, why are you standing there looking at the sky?" They're telling him, basically, why are you sitting idle? It's time to get to work. It's time to live out that apostolic mission that was handed on to you when Jesus blessed you in the gospel. For he said before that blessing, for you, that repentance, for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations. You have a mission. And that mission is to go forth and transform the world, that everyone may be disciples of Jesus Christ, that every heart may allow Christ to reign over it. That is what is the mission that they are supposed to go and be witnesses of. And Jesus speaks to us then too. For when he says, you are witnesses of these things, he speaks to each of us. We who have been baptized, we who receive him in the Eucharist, we who have received the fullness of the Holy Spirit in confirmation, we are witnesses meant to go out and transform the world, to be loving disciples of Christ. And we do this in our prayers, by gathering here every Sunday to worship God. We do so in our families, by the way we love one another and show forth that compassion. We do this in our work with our co-workers, showing forth that greatness of God. And we also can do it this August 2nd when we vote for the passage of the Value Them Both Amendment. Because in that voting, in that vote of yes, we are seeking to transform our society to be a society that promotes the value of life, the one that values mothers and unborn children. This is our apostolic mission. This is what we're called to do, to transform the world and to do it in every way possible, in our thoughts, in our words, and in our actions, in the way we vote. This amendment is so crucial that we should seek to protect and hold high the value of motherhood and the beginning of life from conception to natural death. Because, my brothers and sisters, we are just simply passing through this world. We are meant to be in heaven. And what a joy it would be if one person or hundreds or thousands were to come up to us in the heavenly kingdom and say, thank you for voting yes on August 2nd, 2022. Because of your vote, I was able to live. Because of your vote, I saw the value of motherhood. What a great reward that would be to know that we helped transform the world, our society, to be loving disciples of Jesus Christ, so that everyone may be able to enter into the heavenly kingdom. For that is where we belong. For as that monk said, we are just simply passing through on our way to the heavenly kingdom. Praise be Jesus Christ through his mother Mary, now and forever. Amen.